Hello. You are listening to the Carol Connection. With your host, Jared Carol.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Carol Connection. I'm your host, Jared Carroll, back for another great episode. So if you didn't get a chance to check out episode 20 with Kaylee Pettit, that was a really great episode. Kaylee did a fantastic job of explaining her experiences through going through nursing school and everything about that between her Poshmark and reselling and all that stuff. We talked a lot about mental health and men's mental health especially. It's something that's very important to me. So I appreciate that. And if you guys haven't checked it out, it's thecarolconnection.simplecast.com. But today, I am with one of my very good friends by the name of Ryan Vincente. How you doing, Ryan?
Oh, man. What a time to be alive.
Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, dude. I've been talking about this for months.
So, like, I'm glad that you could actually do this. I'm glad that I'm back to be able to do a podcast. I'm glad that things are kind of opening up in this area. And obviously, the U.S. is kind of all over the fucking place right now, but I'm glad that we can sit down and have this conversation and do the podcast, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm looking at my Apple Watch. I'm at, like, 110 beats per minute, dude. I'm fired up.
I'm fired up. Oh, so, man. So, kind of just tell my audience kind of what you do and what you've been up to currently.
Yeah, so, work for Samsung Electronics America. So, basically what I do is I sell outdoor LED, which is, like the displays you see outside of like car dealerships, restaurants that change automatically. People like to buy them so they can advertise on them, increase foot traffic in their facility, whatever they want to do. Our company sold the Los Angeles Rams and Chargers new stadium. We're doing the Las Vegas Raiders new stadium. We did one Times Square. So like we do everything from big stuff to little stuff. So it's a lot of exciting stuff going on at work.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. So like, when you were getting into that, like, how did you get yourself into working for Samsung? Was it through family? Was it through, like, through school, like an internship or something like that? Or
yeah, so before it was Samsung, we actually worked for a subsidiary called Prism View.
Okay.
And my dad was a sales rep there, and they were looking to expand their sales team and do, like, channel sales, which is, like, selling to a reseller. And they didn't have a rep, so they gave me an internship, and you know, hustled the booty off, and it all worked out. So they gave me a full-time position. Then we merged to Samsung, and it's just been a hell of a ride since.
Oh, hell yeah. So, like, when you were going to go out, obviously going into college and stuff like that, was this the kind of vision that you had going into school? Like, did you change majors at all? Was this, like, the major you picked from the beginning? Like, kind of just touch upon that and, like, your journey through college.
Yeah, so I started at Bristol Community College, BCC.
Smart.
Holla all the BCC grads.
See, before we go any further, I think that for anyone who's listening, especially these kids coming out of high school, especially with everything going on right now, where classes might be online for a lot of these kids, so like you're going to be paying a fuck ton of money.
You want $140,000 a day, go to Alabama.
Facts. Like, yeah, cool, you get a dope experience, but I mean, well,
U of M, you know?
Like, right now, like, you might end up just being stuck in whatever town you're from and working online, like,
yeah.
So I would honestly recommend, one, do your research, but two, go to community college first. Especially if you don't know what you want to do, community college is such a good place to start.
Like, oh, dude.
You save so much money.
You stay local, you stay at home. I mean, it's cheap. I graduated, like, from student loans from BCC with, like, I don't know, like $4,000.
Nothing, bro.
$4,500 worth of loans from BCC.
Well, fucking nothing.
And got the same credits that everyone else did that went to schools. Unless you're going for like engineering or like a health profession, and like you have to get certain prerequisites in. Like if you're going for, you know, general stuff. Like I went for communications, and you don't need a lot of really detailed prereqs for that. You just need your regular, you know, gen eds.
Yeah, like I went. So when I was going to school too, like, I went to UMass Dartmouth, and shout out UMass. Shout out all the UMasses, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, because you'll touch upon that too a little bit too. But I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do. And honestly, I kind of regret not going to community college first, because I met cool people, and shout out to those people who I met my first few years
college
of school.
Is fire. College
you met a lot
fire.
Of great people. But I would have saved a ton of fucking money if I just went to community college.
So much debt.
And it's just, you get the same piece of paper once you graduate that four-year school, even if you go 2 years of community college and then 2 years at a four-year school, or the 2 years to get your bachelor's degree.
Yeah.
It doesn't, it's like, to me, for people who don't know what they want to do, you gotta, like, take that step. And, like, even if you take a gap year, I fully support a gap year. I took a semester off before I even started school. Like, I didn't go right in. So, like, I support that. I think people need to be mindful of the things that they do and the fact of just picking their career. Especially, we put so much pressure on these kids coming out of high school. Oh, and it's not fair.
Dude, I underachieved so hard in high school. I just cared about just chilling.
You don't
realize it. And my grade sucked. And then I went to BCC and thought, you know, I was kind of a bum. And then when I see like all my friends that graduated that got a lot more debt than me, I'm like, well, I guess the path I chose really didn't bring me to the worst spot, because financially my debt is super low.
Compared to some other people, you know. Yeah, exactly. Like, I think that's not even like, because like there's this huge stigma around community college.
Oh yeah.
And it's not a very good, people think, oh, you don't have your life figured out, you don't know what you want to do. It's just like,
dude, what 19-year-old has their life figured out?
Fucking facts. Name one. I don't know one. I don't. I definitely didn't.
5%? Maybe 5%?
Maybe. If that. You get those very rare people that know what they want to do from the get-go. Like, it's a tough thing to deal with. And, like, kind of talk a little bit about your transition from community college into, obviously, where you're at the school. You can tell people
too. Yeah, so BCC, 5 semesters there, because I took like 3 classes or 2 classes, a couple of semesters just to balance with work. And then I went to, you know, I went to a state school. I went to UMass Boston, and just like the transition going to a good state school from a community college in your state is just, it's super easy. They want you. Mm. They want you there. So it was easy. I mean, it wasn't... It could have went a lot smoother, but bumps in the road. Just bumps in the road.
Experiences. I mean, they all lead to you becoming the person who you are today and like who you're going to be, like, ultimately. And I'm a firm believer in just every experience shapes you, and like whether it's good, bad, or ugly. I mean, it is what it is. Like, you learn from it and you grow, and if you don't, you'll be tested again one day, like with the same lesson. I'm a firm believer in that. If you don't take what you learn now from that experience, you'll be tested again one day.
You're gonna constantly get tested. And to all those kids out there that think that they should be going to a big party school, dude, go to community college if you're not sure. And trust me, one of your friends is going there. You can go up there for a weekend and get after it and see if you like it. That's the best way to experience if you want to go.
True.
I lost my wallet and my phone at UMass Amherst like 3 weekends in a row, and I was like, yeah, this is not the school for me. I won't make it. I just won't make it.
That school is intense.
Waking up with drawings on myself, I'm like, dude, this is not the place I need to be.
Dude, I remember I went and visited Coastal Carolina. I visited a few friends down there. I was like,
I wouldn't have made it back.
I'm like, I could not do. Like, I don't understand. Like, I couldn't do it. Like, I'm the type of person where I liked my school, where they had a really nice library where I could get stuff done. It wasn't very big party. Like, that's what you say. If your friends go, you have friends that go to a party school, you can go visit them and hang out with them. Like, this is a way to do that. And like, that's a way to experience those schools, because you don't technically need that all the time. People feel like college is all about that experience, and like there's so much pressure on that college experience.
Oh yeah, a lot of curriculums are the same. People pay for the experience.
Yeah,
you know, like I went to UMass Boston and it was fun. It was right outside the city, but people want to go to UMass because they know it's a good school and they can party their fucking asses off. Same thing with UMiami, like all those big schools, like all the big D1 schools, like, you know you're going to go there and you're going to get a party.
Yeah.
You know you're going to go there and you're going to have fun. The curriculums are similar. Obviously, some schools have more status than some. That's a given.
Yeah.
But, I mean, people pay to go have fun. That's what they want to do. They want to be on their own and go do their thing.
Because a lot of people are coming from this point where whether you're living in your hometowns your entire life, every situation is different, but, like, people want to experience something new. And that's where college is, like, a lot of chance. And, like, I tell this all the time on my podcast. Like, don't feel like you have to go to college. Don't. Like, I think there's a lot of people who go to college and realize halfway through, they're like, yo, this wasn't what I intended for. This is not the experience I wanted. I should have done a trade or, like, done something else. Like, dude, and I think trades are so important. Dude,
I was just about to say that. Like, 20 years from now, all those kids that think that they should go get a degree are going to be heated when they're not getting the job that they want, and they're overpaying people to come build a deck or pour a foundation or fix their sink. and just everyday stuff that people don't practice because they're so focused on education, like no one works with their hands anymore.
Exactly. Like that is such a big thing. Like the school, like
look
I feel like high school.
Look at contractor companies, dude. Mm. Millionaires. Mm. And stocks. Kids, investing. Mm. Don't think of salary. If you want to be rich, you're not going to do it with salary. Nope. Invest. And don't invest just to be rich. But it's all about your family and building wealth for your kids to have an easier path than you did. So on and so forth.
Right there is exactly what I've preached on other podcasts. It's just like my view is like you want to put – I don't know if everyone believes the same thing, but like if I ever have kids, I want them to have a better situation than what I had. And I'm not saying I grew up in a bad situation whatsoever.
You just want to make it better.
It's a growth thing. It's like I constantly want to be growing and putting them in a better position than what I was in. Like, and if that's kids. Not your mindset, then honestly, get the fuck away from me. Like, legacy, I'll be honest. Like, legacy. Huge about that. Like, I mean, some Game of Thrones shit. Like, you pass on a last name. Like, you're building something.
Yeah,
like,
you want to build something, dude.
Like, it's what it's about in the end. I mean, we're only here for a limited time. Like, who knows what happens? No one... I'm not against anyone. Anyone can believe whatever they want to believe, but like at the same time, like this is the only life that we're given in this aspect of this person, like Ryan Vincente, Jared Carroll. This is our life. Like, what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it?
Exactly.
Tell me a little bit about your family and how your dad kind of inspired you down this path.
Yeah.
Because obviously he's a very hard worker, so we've talked about that. So just touch upon that a little bit.
Yeah. So my dad's an immigrant. He's from Portugal. You know, both of my parents didn't grow up with the best situation. My dad's one of six, my mom's one of seven. Mm. So I got 13 aunts and uncles right there, all living under one roof, you know, so that's crazy. My dad just hustled. It's all about the hustle, dude. And like, he's just like, you gotta work hard because no one's going to give it to you. You want to be the man, you got to beat the man. He told me that one day. So like, you just gotta do it. You just gotta strive. And he still hustles to this day. And he does well, but does he scream when the lights are on? Hell yeah. He ain't paying for it. But, like, you know, he came from nothing, dude, just, like, struggling, working with my grandfather, and then just hustled, and he knew how to hustle. It's just all about the hustle. Mm. Like, 50 Cent's book. Mm. It's all about the hustle, dude.
What were some of, like, the lessons that he was kind of trying to teach you, like, as you were growing up? Like, what was your, like, childhood like, where growing up in this area and, like, going through that and like being raised by him, like what were kind of some of the values that he taught you?
Just be a man, I guess. Like, just have respect and just don't expect anything. I think that's the biggest thing that's always settled with me. You just can't expect anything, and no one owes you shit. And we talk about that constantly, that no one owes you shit. So if you want it, you got to go get it, because no one owes you anything. No one owes you an explanation. No one owes you a response. Unless you're legally bonded, no one owes you anything, dude.
That's something I always try to constantly remind myself. It's just nobody owes you anything at the end of the day. Yeah. You can only control what you can control.
Yeah.
Being in control of your own emotions. And I've had my own struggles in my own life. I've been very open on my podcast about that. I've been open to you off record about my own struggles. Like, especially recently with everything going on in my life, I've had my own battles where I need to accept, like, I think it really came to terms recently where these last few months where like I started out in Georgia and like Texas and like I've moved back home. I found a new job. I've been pushing the podcast. Yeah. Like there's a lot of new anxieties with that and like coming back home and like it's my first summer home with everybody and like reestablishing myself and like building a new foundation to like grow from. Yeah. And like there's a lot of anxieties with that. And, like, I'm very vulnerable on my podcast. I'm very vulnerable with my friends. Like, I want people to understand.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Feel your feelings. But when you understand, when you feel those feelings, you got to understand there's ways to cope with those feelings.
Yeah.
And there's ways, like I said it all the fucking time. If you need therapy, get therapy. If you just need to talk to a friend, reach out to a friend.
Yeah.
If you need someone in your family, talk to someone in your family. Like, journal. Meditate, work out, eat right, sleep, drink water, like the basics, the very basics. But therapy is something I really want people to be mindful of, especially men. I think men, there's this big stigma. I talked with KP in my last episode about this, where this, it's definitely changing, but there's stigma with men in mental health in like going to get therapy where people just tell you to man up.
Yeah.
Real men don't cry.
Yeah.
Suck it up type shit.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't believe in that. I just believe I'd rather you feel your emotions than be able to take it out on someone else, which is so unfair to that other person. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's not okay. talk to me a little bit, because obviously more recently than not, you've been really into fitness.
Yeah.
And fitness has been a big portion of your life.
Yeah.
Tell me why it's been kind of a big portion of your life.
I just always wanted to be fit. Like, I've always wanted to be ripped, which is just, you just always want to physically look good.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many health factors to it. But honestly, I was on a good roll, and then quarantine hit, and I was like, I have nothing else to do. So I just started really getting after it. I started working out with my dad. My dad read this book called Grain Brain, which is awesome. So anyone that wants to listen to it or read it, the book's called Grain Brain. It's all about like what you put into your body and how it affects you. The big takeaway, wheat bread is not as good as you think, ladies and gentlemen. So figure it out, okay? But it's a great book. My dad talks about it all the time. It's a good read. A lot of stuff's processed.
Oh, fuck it.
A lot of stuff's processed.
It's so gross how much... Once you hit that switch and you realize the type of shit you put into your body, yeah, and how that affects you and your brain...
Yeah, you think veggie pasta is good for you until you listen to this book.
Mm, really?
Yeah. Mm. Just everything that's in a factory... Anything that's made in a factory.
Iffy.
Yeah, that's why people at Whole Foods, man. That's why Whole Foods is so much money, because fresh food is really expensive nowadays.
As it... you pay for what you get at the end of the day. Like, if you're going to pay for... $1 for a McChicken or something, you're getting a fucking piece of shit. Like, that's what that really is.
How can you sell a burger for $1, dude? I just don't get it.
It doesn't make sense, right? Like,
it's crazy.
It doesn't make sense. Like, how important nutrition is into your own mental health it's so important.
Oh, dude, it's
like,
so important.
People don't understand how important that is. And, like, the things you put in fuel your body. And not just fuel your body, it fuels your brain.
Yeah.
So if you put in junk, you're going to think junk. Like... That's how I approach it. So if you
hang around with junk, you're gonna talk like junk. You're gonna smell like junk.
Facts. Well, what's the saying? Lay down with the dogs, get fleas.
Yeah.
Same type of thing.
Walks like a dog, talks like a dog.
Facts. Like, the people you surround yourself with matter. Those people impact you. So if you hang around with some shit ass people, you're probably a shit ass person. Like, unfortunately, that's kind of how the fucking cookie crumbles at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's easier for us because we grew up in such a small town.
Yes, definitely.
So all our friends are tight, but it's hard to identify. It's hard to identify nowadays, like, who's good and who's not until you get caught up in the mix.
Yes, definitely. I think everyone has their own struggles where they get caught up with a bad friend group or a bad person, and they go through their own personal struggles, and sometimes it takes certain family or friends to check that person, and you need to get into the right mind state and fix yourself. I'm all about betting yourself. Like, see, I just hate when people don't allow people to have a second chance to be better. Like, everyone deserves a second chance for the most part. Obviously, we're generalizing for the most part. Like, the certain situation, obviously, that doesn't apply.
Yeah.
But people deserve the right to be better. Like, I'm an empath, so I'm always feeling emotions for other people and trying to encourage people to be the best possible version of themselves.
Yeah.
And that's just something that's why I do the podcast.
Yeah.
Like, I want people to be comfortable talking and like being vulnerable and explaining themselves and talking about themselves. And I appreciate you again for just coming on. Like, this is like something that I don't think that you might have never ever done, like, to be coming on something like this public and talking about yourself. It's definitely an interesting platform for you to be on.
Yeah, I'm definitely shy right now.
Yeah, I could tell. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you're getting warmed up. I mean, we're fucking rolling inside me. It doesn't matter.
I don't usually talk about myself like this. I'm usually asking other people what's good.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, like, so that's why, like, It's fun to do. So, like, for working out, too, like, obviously, you're in fantastic shape right now. Like, is there a certain routine that you've been kind of sticking to recently that's been, like...
Dude, Beachbody workouts. Don't sleep.
Mm.
Don't sleep on them, dude. P90X, Insanity, Body Beast, working out in front of a TV might sound corny, dude, but I'm telling you, these fucking people know
what kind of workouts are they having you doing?
Dude, Insanity's all hit. P90X is a lot of like body weight stuff, pushes and pull ups. And then Body Beast is like all like dynamic set training. Mm. And it's fucking intense, dude. It's like 30 minute workouts. I burn like 450 calories.
Damn.
The ab workouts are crazy. So definitely try it, dude. Especially if you don't want to hit a gym because of COVID, which is obviously the big thing right now, or just because you don't fucking feel like working out in front of people because you're like, these people are ripped and they're going to judge me. Like, I'll go fuck yourself, whatever, fuck people. But. You know, working out in your home, like investing like a decent set, like even those, what are those? The Bowflex weights
that
have all the different weights on them. Like, just get a set of those and a bench and just in an iron gym and just download Beachbody, dude. And you can work out in the comfort of your own home. And then after a couple months, you feel comfortable in your own skin.
Mm.
That's it.
Mm. For Have you always been interested in that, like, high-intensity type workout? Is that
dude, HIIT cardio is awesome. Mm. I started doing that with my boy Demetrius. Shout out Meter. New Life Nutrition in Seekonk, Massachusetts, dude, mm-hmm. is fucking fire. They have healthy teas. They have healthy shakes. I'm an ambassador. I may not have it on my name tag, but I'm there. But they have great flavors, dude. And, yeah, he introduced me to HIIT a couple years ago. He showed me a lot about HIIT cardio. And at this point, I had just gotten out of a relationship, and I was overweight. I was probably like 202. And I flipped the switch, started working out, and I lost 25 pounds in a month. Mm. And that's just intense. Yeah. And then we just... Dieting, like, put what are you putting into your body?
What kind of diet were you going on at that point?
When I was out of shape?
Yes, yes.
Oh, dude, just constantly binge drinking, fast food, pasta, like lots of dairy. Meter told me that dairy sticks to your lower abdomen, so everyone that wants the lower abs, don't eat dairy for a little bit, because that's the key.
I barely touched that.
Yeah, it's tough, because I fucking love cheese, but sacrifice... And vegan cheese is weird. I don't know. I just don't trust it.
I like vegan cheese.
I like vegan food, but vegan cheese, I don't know. I don't know, man.
I have people in my family who are vegans, and like I've had some of the stuff, and I don't mind it too much. But talk to me a little bit too more about, obviously, what you do. You talk about that now. Like, do you still continue with that diet stuff now, or are you more lax that you're at like a place?
No, I'm still not lax now, because you feel so much better when you eat healthy. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. So you just keep I'm trying to think of how to say it. Just don't eat a lot of bread. Like eat a lot of fresh foods. Like I don't really eat a lot of bread at all. I guess so from the book Grain Brain, my dad told me that like wheat bread and white bread will break down to sugar and it'll raise your insulin levels in your body. So I didn't know that. So for everyone who knows that, good for you. You guys are all a step ahead of me. But yeah, just eat a lot. I eat a lot of fresh fruit. I mean, I love protein, so I eat a lot of chicken. I love shrimp. I love seafood. Mm. I don't eat a lot of red meat.
It's not a fan. Yeah, or just like
I'm just really not a fan. Mm. So like people go out to dinner and get steaks. I'm like, oh my god, I just don't like steak. Like,
I'm a chicken person.
Yeah,
personally.
I'm just a chicken person. Like, a couple of boys, like Taylor and Zach, they were on a couple episodes and they fucking love their steak, man. I just can't do steak.
I'm chicken all day. Like, yeah, I'm just fried, chicken all day. Grilled, all that type of shit.
Chicken, vegetables. I'm on a mushroom kick right now. I love mushrooms. Spinach, you can do anything you want with it. You can have a salad, you can saute it, you can blend it. Team spinach.
Oh, yeah. How about, are you big on smoothies?
Oh, yeah, I have smoothies every day. So, fruit, strawberries, blueberries, a little bit of pineapple if you're feeling it, raspberries, a banana to thicken it.
Do you find any specific fruits that are better or healthier that you figured out during your time?
No, just always on frozen fruit. I just always get frozen fruit.
That's what I used to do.
And I just... you know, it's just healthy sugars. I'll use like fresh fruit too when I make like yogurts. Throw some granola in there. PB2. Everyone who doesn't have PB2, PB2 is the wave right now.
What's PB2?
So PB2 is like a powder that's like a peanut butter replacement that you can put in your shakes. And then if you put a little bit of water in it and mix it up, my girlfriend told me this, dude, it turns into like a peanut butter replacement and it's fucking fire, dude.
Does it taste like peanut butter?
Just like peanut butter. Obviously, it doesn't have that thickness, that creaminess like Skippy does or Jiffy or anything like that. But, dude, you wouldn't really tell the difference. You would think it was like some type of organic shit. Mm. You wouldn't think it's like something that like an organic powder that you bought at Stop and Shop. It's good. Mm. Recommend it. They have peanut butter. They have like a cocoa flavored one with peanut butter. It's really good.
So say I come to you and hey, I'm like, hey Ryan, I want to lose some weight. What would you kind of recommend me trying first, whether it's like a workout or diet routine? Like, what, based on what you've experienced?
Hit cardio and cut out carbs. Completely cut out carbs. I mean, have them after a really good workout. Like, it's always good to have rice or potatoes. Do like potatoes are a great starch and they're filling and they're healthy for you. Sweet potato is really good. White sweet potato is unbelievable. Shout out my mom. She put me on a white sweet potato. But those are really good. And then just... protein and vegetables, dude. Just all the stuff that comes from the earth.
Facts.
Chicken, bro. Vegetables, rice. Like, get the good stuff. Like, hey, I'll have Uncle Ben's microwave rice, dude. And I'm telling you right now, that stuff's good. Mm. On the nutrition label, it says it's good for you. So I guess I'm going to believe it until proven guilty. But
yeah.
But yeah, just eat healthy and hit cardio, dude. Get the heart rate up.
See, so many people fight cardio, bro. I actually love cardio. I love cardio.
If you want to build muscle, you don't want to run. Like jog and run. because it helps you lose weight. If you want to build muscle, you got to do like the athletes do, and you got to sprint. Mm. You got to get the heart rate up really, really high for like short intervals of time, like 30 seconds, a minute, like a minute on, 30 seconds off. Keep the heart rate up, keep the oxygen flowing, and burn those calories, dude. Mm.
See, for me, right now I'm in the process of still, I'm trying to lose as much weight as I can. Yeah. And then once winter comes, I'd love to be able to bulk back up and change my diet.
It's tough, dude, because I lost, like, when I first started working out, like when I was working out with my boy Meter, I lost so much weight, dude. I was like, I got down to like 167. I'm like 6 feet and like give or take like a quarter inch. And 167 for me, I'm skinny, dude. The wind's taking me. So this time I got up a little high again, and I really started getting back into a routine. And right now I'm at like 178, 180. That's like a good weight. You want to lose weight healthily. It's all about a progress, dude. It's all about consistency. Like all these like 21 day workouts and all those 8 minute abs, dude. It's like you just gotta stay consistent.
Yeah,
you just gotta stay consistent.
That's
dude.
The key. See, where
when they say it's a lifestyle, that's what they mean. You just gotta stay consistent.
Big
dude.
Facts. See, where I'll come at with this is just like, so when I started my journey of just actually losing weight, I started back in 2019 of January. I was very overweight. I've talked about it on the podcast several times.
I was getting snaps from you at the gym at 5 a.m. Like, what is this kid doing right now?
Dude,
he's into it.
I flip switch. Shout out to my boy Johnny.
Kids on a streak.
Yeah, shout out to my boy John in Fort Worth, Texas. We fucking used to get after it. Like, 5:30 in the morning, we'd fucking hit the gym right before work. Like, we'd just get after it. And then I'd add meal prep. Like, I was on my fucking shit. Like, because I knew the path that I was on was not going to lead me to success.
Hell no.
I was not happy with my body. I was not happy with myself. And the only way to do that was to fix my diet and fix my workout habits. Because I was in a totally new place with new people. And, like, what I would do socially, because socially drinking is, like, the thing to make friends. So I would do that. And, like, I had already been down a bad path with drinking in my life. And I started just endorsing it and just like, hey, I'm gonna keep doing it, trying to meet people. And like, that was the wrong thing to do. I fell down a fucking path, and like, I looked in the mirror, like, when I came back to visit in, I think it was December, right around Christmas time, when I came back, the first time I came back to visit, and then when I went back to Fort Worth, Texas, when I landed and like looked myself in the mirror, I've never been so like depressed to look in the mirror and look at myself.
Oh, dude.
That's when it clicked. I was like, you need to be better. Like, this isn't, that's what started everything in my life. Like, that moment, being separated from family and friends and being that vulnerable by yourself put me in a different mind state. Like, it changed everything for me. Like,
oh, dude, well, think about it, dude. Think, what were we, 10 years old, maybe less, when American Pie started coming out, dude? Mm. Who didn't want to be in an American Pie movie? Who didn't want to live that life, dude? Like, think, like, a lot of people, like, our age, and, like, they fucking, it's like, they idolize partying and going out, and it's like, I'm not hypocriting and saying I haven't, but when you've grown up with those movies, and, like, you know, role models that are constantly going out and having fun and partying, like, you want to be like them, and then it just turns into a lifestyle. Like, trust me, I'm telling you right now, some of my boys got some videos of me that would absolutely ruin me.
Honestly, I have some videos of my own self that people have sent me, and I would say the same thing. Like I'm like, oh shit, I was doing
like,
that.
You go like an intern, you got the American Pies, dude. Project X came out, and we were like seniors in high school. You know, Playboy Mansion. Now Dan Bilzerian's doing his thing. Like, Jesus Christ, I want to be Dan Bilzerian, dude.
He's a fucking. He's been on Joe Rogan's podcast, and I like where his mind's at for the most part.
Oh, he's on fire, dude. But you listen to some of his stories before he got famous. He was a fucking degenerate.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh my God.
If no one knows what we're talking about, check him out on Instagram. Just watch some of the videos.
Dan Bilzerian, dude, watch two videos, dude.
That's
you'll
all you
never
need to
know. Unfollow the guy.
Literally, you'll know what we're talking about. But
he's our generation's Hugh Hefner.
Facts. Yeah. Honestly, facts. Like,
he's our generation too, Hefner, dude.
He has a really good business, too, with, like, CBD and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah,
just
dude. He got all that recognition from hooking up with chicks, and then he just started advertising his own brand and built a brand.
Built a brand off it. I mean, there's obviously I'm pretty sure on the store, I could be wrong, but he had some money already there, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, he had some money. Then he started like his online poker thing, dude.
That's what it was. I'm pretty sure it was poker.
Yeah, he started an online poker game after he didn't get into the Navy SEALs, or he did the Navy SEALs test twice, dude. That's legendary.
Now, that's interesting.
Legendary, dude.
But just back to what we were saying with the workout stuff, for me, cardio has become like a therapy almost. I don't do a HIIT cardio.
I know I should.
I mean, you've seen me running on the fucking on the streets before. I'll just go and for me, I like cardio because I don't use my phone. I don't have to touch my phone. I just put it away. I put my music in and I just run. And I'll do maybe 3-4 miles. I'll go somewhere and I'll try to break it up. I'll try to do if I'm doing 3 miles, maybe 1.5 miles, stop and I'll sit by some water because we live in Seekonk. So I'll either go to the reservoir or I'll go to a pond and I'll sit by a body of water and I'll meditate for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I'll meditate and then run back. And for me, it's just a way to reconnect with myself and get myself prepared. And I'm trying to do that in the morning again. I love morning workouts. People fucking hate them. But they suck. Trust me. They fucking suck. Waking up to work out is not fun. If someone tells you that it is, they're probably fucking lying to you. Or they're on some type of fucking drug. There's no way.
All successful CEOs wake up early. I read that in an article.
Yeah, it's not fun. But once you're doing it and you've done it, you feel fantastic, dude. Fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Feel great.
I love it. The amount of energy that I have, I'm awake. I'm ready to attack my day. I'm ready to fucking get after it.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
I feel excited. And people who don't work out, if you don't work out or exercise or do something, you're missing out on a huge portion of your life. You can tap into so much just by exercising.
Yeah, you're missing out on a mental sensation that really does help the soul.
Facts. I mean, we're talking about that type of stuff, connections with mental health, being your full your best possible self, doing hard exercises or just doing something in general, that is what's going to help you in the long run, because you're challenging yourself. Dude, and not enough people challenge themselves.
Yeah, dude, everyone gets comfortable.
Oh, don't even
softies, get it. Dude,
talk to me about comfort zones.
I'm out of my comfort zone right this very second, dude. I hate talking about myself,
dude. I could tell.
I really do.
I'm challenging you and I love it. You're doing fantastic.
I hate being in my comfort zone, because that means I've already exceeded the potential. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when I get out of my comfort zone, I love meeting new people. I love doing stuff I've never done before, because I'm not afraid to fail, dude. I just started golfing. I suck. Mm. I'm terrible at golf too. Terrible at golf, but I started because I think it's fun. I don't care if people think I suck. I just want to play.
Yeah.
One of my boys is a semi-pro golfer, and I went golfing with him, dude. And I mean, it was my birthday, so I was cocked, but it sucked. But you can't let being afraid of doing something stop you. There would be no skydiving services. Skydiving's awesome, dude.
I want to do skydiving.
Yeah, skydiving changed my life.
Really?
Yeah, skydiving. How was that changed experience? My life. It was unbelievable.
Was it
you're scared? Yeah, you're fucking freaking out until you get to the edge of the plane, and then you push out and they do a front flip as soon as you get out of the plane, and as soon as you start falling, dude, all the fear goes away, because the fear is gone.
Yeah, you're doing
it. You're out of the plane.
I think Will Smith talked about that in one of his motivational posts. Talking about how he jumped out of a plane, how nervous he was before, and then how liberating that was to actually do it.
Yeah, dude. No one's comfortable doing that stuff, dude. No one's comfortable meeting. A lot of people aren't comfortable meeting the people they've never met. You just gotta put yourself in the mindset to do it.
That's why I like the fact that you're doing this. Because I've asked a lot of people, and a lot of people aren't ready to do a podcast and on a podcast and talk about themselves.
Yeah, dude, you asked me what values my dad told me, Jesus Christ, dude, I don't even know where to start. You know what I mean? You asked me about my family, I can tell you shit about my mom constantly, but as soon as you put me on the spot where you're recording me, I'm like, oh my God, Jesus Christ.
It's a lot, for sure. There's a lot of energy and a lot of
why do you want to know, dude? You don't want to know.
I do want to know.
But you do want to know. Yes. Exactly, yeah, you know what I mean. I'm just joking, but you know what I mean.
See, my thing, when people will hit me with that, was my belief in general is if I didn't ask you, I wouldn't want to know.
But see, I'm sitting in your seat. I love being in your seat because I love learning about people. I barely talk about myself.
You can ask me anything, bro. I'm a fuck. I've never had someone challenge me in my own podcast, so I'm open to it, bro.
You know what I mean? It's what did your dad teach you? It's just all these questions, and it's so hard to resonate all of those emotions from your entire childhood and your teenage years on the spot like that.
Mm.
You know what I mean? What's my mom told me? I don't know. Let's talk about shepherd's pie. I learned how to cook shepherd's pie. That's one thing that she taught me. But like, be respectful. It's just, like, all the generic shit, but it's, like, the little things that you ask me on the spot that, like, will resonate, like, when something little happens. Mm. Like, all those little things start to, like, go in together, and, like, it's all the little things that create your entire life experience. So it's, like, hard to talk about my life experiences when I'm constantly doing new shit, and I'm constantly on this, like, learning new things and trying new things and being on the spot. It's like, so what'd your mom teach? I'm like, oh my God. Like, what do you love about your sisters the most? Like, holy shit, I don't know. They're my sisters. I love them, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. But it's like,
when you think about it, it's like,
when you think about it, it's like, oh my God. Like, I remember my job interview. Oh my God. My boss Brett was like, at the time, I had no idea who he was. I had no idea who any of the people in the room were interviewing me. And they were like, so, like, what are your biggest weaknesses? And at the time, I'm like, I just came in this interview thinking about all my strengths. I don't know what my fucking weaknesses are. Mm. So, like, they tried to give me examples. I was fresh out of college, too, so they kind of cut me some slack. But moving forward, I was like, wow, you got to be sharp on the spot. That's one thing, like, working with Samsung told me, is, like, all those C-level executives, you just got to be sharp on the spot. Mm. Being sharp on the spot is tough sometimes.
It is.
Like, with customers, it's different because you can prepare. But, like, when someone above you or, like, someone you've never met kind of puts you on the spot and puts you in a predicament where you got to, like, snap your question right away, you're like, oh, Jesus Christ.
And that's what this is. Like, and that's, you're doing fantastic. I want you to know you're doing fantastic. Like, you're literally what you just said right there, like, vulnerable as fuck. And yeah, that's what I love, dude. Yeah. I love that shit. Because, yeah, like, I don't see that side of you.
Yeah.
Like, people are so afraid to just, like, be open, honest about what they're feeling, dude. Like, I'm like that. So, like, I'm so, yeah, like, in touch, like,
with, if someone asked me about this while I was at the bar, it'd be a different story. But it's like, now people are listening to this, like, that I don't know, yeah, that are, like, I just never talked to them. Like, oh man, this is a little stranger than I thought it was gonna be.
Yeah, right.
I was pretty confident walking in here, you and were. Then I sit in the recording booth, I'm like, no way,
hold on, wait a minute,
no way, dude.
You're doing great. But so talk to me a little bit about, with this, obviously, this COVID situation, like, what have you been doing to kind of cope with it? I, like, obviously talked about working from home a, yeah, little bit. Like,
work from home, dude. Exercising to try and stay sane. And then, I don't know, man. I mean, I should shout out everybody that really followed the rules for social distancing. But, like, I was with my close friends a majority of the quarantine.
Yeah.
So, like, I was with Taylor. I was with Zach. Like, I'm always with my girlfriend. Like, my mom's a nurse. My girlfriend's a travel nurse. She was at Brigham and Women's. My mom works at an ER. So I was like, I mean, fuck it. Like, the odds of me getting it are so much higher than some people that don't have family that work in healthcare.
Yeah.
Plus I'm a pretty healthy guy. I saw stats and it was like all elderly, like, it was like all only elderly stuff. And I knew that was kind of bullshit because, like, you never know what can happen.
Yeah. It all depends. Genetics, all that crap. There's so, yeah, much that goes into it. I mean,
dude, if you fucking think about it, like, people are literally doing what they're supposed to be doing now because of a pandemic hit. Like, you don't wash your hands. Yeah, for 20 seconds.
That is something that is huge.
And you don't sneeze into your arm, you fucking sicko.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing, dude? You're disgusting.
It checks, like, then you're a lot going, of people.
Like, now it's like 6 feet apart. Like, they're pretty like standard rules. Like, they didn't do anything. Like, there was nothing extreme about what they did.
At least Mass Morale, I'd give them a decent amount of credit. Because our numbers and cases are definitely lower than, like, obviously a lot of,
yeah,
other states.
Yeah, like, my girlfriend was saying, like, some cases at our old hospital were going down. Which is good, but
we need testing.
Yeah, just need testing. We need
testing. Like,
need testing and vaccine. Like, the flu kills a lot of people, too. A lot of things kill a lot of people.
I'll give my opinion. I really don't feel that bad about it. But, like, I think we need to quarantine the people who are most at risk. We need, dude, to be more mindful.
I'm very, very empathetic for people that have lost someone, yes, to COVID-19, for sure, dude. Like, people that have underlying illnesses. Like, yes. I didn't see my Vavva for 3 months.
I just saw my grandfather, yeah, recently, and, like, I tried to, and I then, still, like, tried to be, yeah, distant.
And,
like,
the first time I saw her, like, I didn't hug her. I'm wearing a mask. Same, I'm, like, thing 10 my grandma. Feet away.
I couldn't even hug her.
So it's like, I'm empathetic for sure. Like, when being around my friends, I don't care about getting them sick.
It's, yeah.
Because we'll be fine.
Yeah.
Like, for the most part, and it's selfish to say that, and I think I might sound like a prick coming off, like, oh, we'll all be fine. Like, I know, I don't think that. I know that there's people with underlying illnesses that could really, facts, be affected by it.
Big facts.
Like, it was tough for one of my sisters because she has asthma. So it was like, oh my God, like, what if she gets it? Like, my girlfriend didn't come over for like 2 weeks because she didn't want to get her sick. Mm. But then at that point, like, you just kind of gotta roll with the punches on it, but it's tough, dude. It's a tough situation. Like, not seeing, like, people that, like, you know, that were in situations where, like, they may have gotten their grandmother sick with COVID, or they couldn't see their grandparents with COVID, or, like, aunts and uncles that you may have put at risk because you were being selfish going out with your friends. Like, yeah, I'm empathetic for those situations, but it's tough, dude. It's just a tough situation. There's so many different opinions, dude. That's fucking hate this generation. Everyone's got something to say. Everyone's feelings get hurt constantly.
All the time. Like, we need to be, what's the word I'm looking for? I think more aware of the times that we live in.
Yeah.
Because people have a lot of old school mentality when they approach things.
Oh, yeah.
And we don't live in the old school. Like, I don't know, dude, what generation people
live
in.
It's the generation under us that's going to save us, dude.
They challenge everything.
Like our parents do. Like our parents do. Like, a lot of those people were raised to be racist fucks.
For sure.
What are you going to do? People were prejudiced back in the 70s. My parents grew up in the 70s and 80s. People were racist fucks. What are you going to do? You got to change. That's what we're here doing, right?
We're pushing, we're applying that pressure, that social pressure to change.
Dude, all of our geriatric grandparents that are all racist fucks, dude, those are the ages of the people that are in office right now dictating what the laws are.
We're not getting to politics.
Let's stop right there.
I'm not allowing this to get to politics. Fuck that. Like, I hate politics. Like, that shit drives me insane. That is not what this podcast is about.
Our generation will change it. And we'll leave it at that.
I hope so.
And we'll leave it at that.
So, at this point in the conversation, I want to direct it towards mental health.
Yeah, sure.
Because mental health, to me, is so fucking important.
Yeah.
I think, especially right now, where there's so much uncertainty in the world, we need to be mindful about people's mental health and where people are. So kind of tell me how you approach your own mental health. Like, for obviously it's different for everybody. Whether you talk about you work out a lot, that definitely obviously helps you with that.
So this right here will resonate back to, like, what did I learn from my mom and dad, right?
Yes.
And, like, my whole family's like, you know, what are you upset for? Right, and some of it can be a little harsh, like, Jesus Christ, uncle, whatever. Like, oh my God, what's going on? But, like, I just, like, my parents always put it into my head, like, what do you care? Why do you care about these people's thoughts? Like, no one's going to affect your journey at the end of the day. Right? My mom is always the best. My dad's a little on the harsher side. He's a very raw guy.
You need that sometimes, though.
Yeah. My boys call my dad Uncle Litz for a reason, cuz he's just real as shit. But mom's a little softer on it, and she's just like, there's no need to care about other people. Like, you know who's in your corner, you know who's not. It's at the end of the day, it is what it is. So my mental health has always been approached with, like, if you're not on my team, you're not on my team. I don't care. I got my team.
Mm.
So, like, us going to a small high school, right?
Yep.
Like, I graduated with 156 kids or some shit like that. I've had the same friends since first grade, and, like, I can always talk to them about shit. So, like, I always know who I can talk to, and then, you know, when I'm upset, I'm upset. I've just always been, my parents always just very voiced, just say how you feel. Like, what are you feeling?
I love that.
So that's why I'm like me and like, I'm just very upfront. Like, I'm not aggressive towards it, but I'm like, if you're pissing me off, I'm like, dude, why are you doing that when you know I don't like it? Like, why'd you say that when you know it's going to bother me? And then vice versa. Like, I want my friends to be comfortable saying like, dude, that pissed me off. Don't say it again. I'm like, all right, whatever, dude. Let's move on.
That's exactly how I feel. Like, I say it all the fucking time. Feel your feelings. Feel them. Man, woman, whatever, does not matter. Dude. Feel your fucking feelings. If you don't feel your feelings, you're bottling that shit up and you're just gonna explode. Like, it drives me insane, but you need to feel your feelings.
Yeah, just talk to someone, dude. Doesn't hurt. Never hurts to talk, dude. Whether, like, you gotta go, whether you're gonna go see someone, or whether you just wanna go out and get a drink with your boy and just bullshit about what's going on, dude. Like, someone's going to listen. Someone loves you, dude. Someone loves you and someone will listen.
Yes. Everyone has somebody. Like, and I'll say this, too, for people out there. If you don't feel like you have somebody, I will be that person for you. I am the first person that will say that all the time. Like, I say it on every podcast. If you ever need, if you have a question with something that I say, you have an issue with something that I say, or whatever, my DMs are fucking open. Please, please DM me.
Yeah.
Whether you have feedback, whether it's like a criticism, it doesn't matter. Like, I love that. Like, tell me where I'm wrong. Educate me. Like, if I'm saying something that offends you, let me know. If I'm saying that something resonates with you, let me know. Because, like, I will touch on that more if you, like, you feel some way about that. Like, I'm so passionate and just, like, trying to touch on things that people are passionate about too. Like,
yeah,
it's important to me. Like, mental health is very important to me. That's why I try to talk about it all the time, because I don't think a lot of people, there's not, you can never talk about, I think Kaylee said this, you can never talk about mental health enough. You just can't. And like, I'm appreciative to sports, where sports are talking about it way more now. And that's something that we really connect to now.
Yeah, everyone's sports. Going through some gay shit. You're like, gay athletes? Like, who thought of that in the 90s?
Like, you got criticized for being
people,
gay.
Yeah, you got criticized for being gay. You got gay bash and shit. Now some of gay people are some of the best athletes in professional sports.
There's no reason why they shouldn't be feel like they can't be themselves. Like, there's nothing wrong with you whatsoever. Yeah. Like, be yourself. Like, people struggle with being themselves, and not even, I'm just talking about that.
Yeah, bad,
like,
dude. We've came a long way.
We came a long way. We still have a long way to go.
In the past 20 years, I feel like we've really done a lot.
Yeah, we definitely have, and like, I hope we keep.
And then I think the next 20 years is gonna be great. I think the next 20 years is gonna be great.
Our lifetime, there's gonna be a lot of change.
Oh, technology's changing. Like, political correctness is changing. Status quo is completely not what it was in the 70s. Like, it's crazy how generations change. Like, a lot of generations were similar. Maybe style was different, but now, like, morals and like viewpoints and people's respect, everything's just like completely upside down. Like, if you saw someone in the 1920s and you brought them to 2020, they would be like, whoa, alcohol was an essential business during a pandemic and they had a black president, they'd fucking lose their minds.
Yeah, it wouldn't make sense to them.
Crazy
back then.
Dude, crazy.
Like, people forget, like, a lot of, because like, you have this like biased on whatever like time period you're living in, so like, you don't understand. Like, you could read the history books, but you don't really understand.
Yeah, history's written by the winners, dude.
Unfortunately.
It's tough.
You don't get the fucking truth. You get, like you said, whoever wins whatever situation is usually the person who writes the history books.
Yeah, winners write it, dude. Winners write it.
It's unfortunate sometimes. I mean, it's just, there's a struggle with it. And I hope people can read into, that's why I love the internet, dude. There's so much out there. Like, there's so much educated, dude. And like, and I like places like Twitter where they call out a lot of these fucking people where they're saying,
dude,
this bullshit.
So nice to see national news stations get ripped on Twitter.
Yes.
Like 500,000 favorites and retweets. You're like, CNN, we're the people that are going to be watching in 20 years. You should pay attention.
Yeah. I won't. Like, not trying to get too political, but I will watch a lot. Allow myself to watch 10 minutes of each station, Fox and CNN, and then I'll turn it off. Because yeah. It's honestly a bunch of fucking bullshit. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to get politics. I can feel myself.
We keep slapping it. Dude, we keep slapping
the
bag.
We're like, we're touching it. We're touching it, and I'm not doing it. You're getting me there. I'm not gonna do it.
I'm not gonna do it. Yeah, it's just
positivity, people.
Jesus Christ.
But obviously, something that's really close to us is sports. And sports has, like, been something that's connected us for many years.
Especially growing up playing together constantly.
Yes. So, talk to me about the importance of sports in your own life and some of the lessons that you've gained from playing sports.
I don't like watching sports as much as I like playing sports still.
Why,
like,
though?
Just because I'm with my friends when I do it.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean? Like, I love watching sports. Don't get me wrong. Like, football Sunday, dude. I'm at the Pats tailgate. Shotgun at Bud Lights, grilling up Stop and Shop $5 sweet chili wings on a grill that I didn't pay for, partying on a tailgate of someone I've never met, dude, just getting wild.
Go Pats.
And then just yelling out Go Pats. Like, sports brings people together, and I really like that about sports. But it's fun playing it with your boys, because it's with all your boys. Like, what's not to love about it? Like, hooping with your boys, like softball teams with your boys. Like, pick up football with your boys. Like, what's not? You guys all fight because you're all competitive. At the end of the day, you're all boys. Like, you're with your boys. It's like like going out to the bar, but you can't get in trouble with your girlfriend because you're with your boys playing, like, a sport. So he's like, oh, it's okay. He's playing football. You're good.
That was one of the things that I missed so much when I moved away, was playing football with the guys.
Oh, my God. No one played after you left.
That's what everyone said. Like,
you organized it. You had the Teamworks blog, dude. That was fun. Wheeler School.
Nice. Turf field and everything.
Dude, it's so fire.
Dude, football for me has been that sport because you need other people to play football.
Yeah, exactly.
Basketball, you could shoot by yourself. Baseball, you could set up a tee or a pitching machine. Yeah. Like, even hockey, you could shoot a net by yourself. Like, soccer, you could shoot a net by yourself. But football?
You can't play catch without someone else.
You need someone else. Yeah. You always need other people. And, like, that's why I've always fallen in love with football. it's a team game. You need other people, and like,
yeah,
that's why I love setting it up now, because like,
yeah, just being with your boys is fun, dude. Being with your friends is fun.
There's nothing like it. There really isn't. Like, and especially a time like this, we haven't had a chance to play football in months, dude. I think the last time was
we were on such a good roll too.
Dude, we just started playing indoor again, dude. Like, I was so excited. Like, just got back. I just bought new flags, a new speaker, like, ready for it to rock. And boom, pandemic.
And
it's tough. We're in a tough situation and a tough time period, and we're still learning. We're growing, and that's all you can do. You deal with the situation as is, and you learn, and you grow.
That's it.
That's all you can do. Read, sleep, try to work out if you can. Just educate yourself. And if you need to take care of your mental health, dude, take care of your mental health first. Like, if you need to just stay at home and not do anything, do that. Like, do what you need to do to recharge your battery. Yeah.
No need to blow up on people you care about. It's ridiculous.
Yes. Take care of yourself. So,
well, scream in a pillow, dude. And then go talk to someone. There's no need for you to blow up on your mom.
Sure. Exactly. You know what I mean? Those are symptoms or scenarios where I hope people can realize, like, hey, maybe I do need to talk to someone. Yeah. Maybe I do need to, like, reach out for help. And this, again, there is nothing wrong with that. Get help if you need it. Please, there is no stigma. You are strong, and I am so fucking proud of people who go and get help. You are the strongest type of fucking person out there, because it takes a strong person to recognize, hey, I am not okay. I have my issues. I need help.
Yeah.
That is growth.
Yeah.
That is growth. And on that note, we are coming towards the end of this podcast. So is there anything that you want to touch upon before I ask my last question, which is tied to passions? Feel free to say whatever you want to say.
I guess... talk more about yourself, I guess, because Jesus Christ, I didn't know what to say at first when you asked me. But I don't know. It's fun to know about yourself, learn about other people, invest, try and set yourself up in a situation where you're gonna do well, and just have fun with it, dude. Because if you're not having fun, you're gonna be fucking miserable. We have enough people sitting in cubicles miserable. Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy.
Facts. So, my last question. You can take a second to think about it too if you need it. Like, I don't really care. What would your advice be to someone who's pursuing their passion?
Just go for it. What's stopping you? Look at you. You wanted to do a podcast and you went out and you didn't. Didn't you?
Yeah.
I wanted to start investing. I threw a couple racks in the stock market and started doing it. It was tough to take that step. Like, you want to be a personal trainer? Go get your license. You want to get your real estate license and sell houses? Go do it. You want to just do it. Just do it. There's no need not to. Go Nike. Shout out Nike. Just do it, dude. What are you waiting for?
Love that.
Don't wait to do it later. Don't wait to do it later, because by the time you wait later, it's too late.
Facts, dude. I appreciate you for coming on the podcast. It's been fucking so fun to do, dude. And I'm glad that you stepped out of your comfort zone to do this with me. Like, this has been awesome. Like,
yeah, it was weird at first, but I got it.
You got into the rhythm. That's how this is how that goes, dude. Like, everyone gets into a rhythm, and then once you start flowing, you flowing, bro.
Exactly.
So I appreciate you, and I will tag you in all the posts, and I will shout you out, and I appreciate you for coming on the podcast.
Oh, dude, thanks for having me, dude. It was fun. Carol Connection, baby.
Thank you. So I'll give my little spiel now. So if you guys like the podcast, please rate, review, subscribe, share with your friends, family, all that stuff. I appreciate that. My website is thecarolconnection.simplecast.com. You can also check me at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all the major listening platforms. And until next time, guys, bye.